Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike Bass, very much. And good, beautiful, chilly Saturday afternoon. We're live, can you tell? And in case you missed last week, I'm Neil Sperry. Let me reintroduce myself because we have not joined together for a long time. TCU basketball knocked us off the air for all of February. Such a deal. Mike Bass is over there in the other room. He's doing the hard work of running the boards and answering the phones and making sure that I know what I'm doing. That's the hardest of all tasks. Mike is my friend, and he's the best producer anybody could ever wish for. And so the two of us are bringing you this program this afternoon. Well, actually, our sponsors are bringing you this program, and a lot of equipment bringing you this program. I'm here to answer your garden questions. It's a one-hour program now. I've cut back because I'm enjoying my grandchildren and great-granddaughter, and we're just having a good time. I love doing this, but I like my family, too, a pretty good bunch. So give me a call if I can help you with a gardening question. It's 888-787-KLIF. If it's tough to spell that, it's 888-787-5543. I'm here until just a little before 2, so don't be waiting until just a little before 2 to make that call. I've been doing this program on this frequency now for about, I think, 6 years, something like that, at this time. And before that, back in the late 70s, I was on this frequency for 2.5 years when it was WFAA AM. That really changed a lot. And I've been doing other commercial radio from that time until now. And in fact, you can hear me on WBAP tomorrow morning from 8 until 9. So I hope you'll tune me over there as well. So love doing this. I love talking about my favorite hobby. This is all I ever wanted to do. I was going to be the world's best grower and have greenhouses as far as the eye could see. I have a 30 by 60 foot greenhouse now. And I guess if I get way down on my hands and knees and squint and look beneath the bench or some benches, maybe that's as far as I can see. That's as close as I've come. I got into the extension service work educating instead of growing, and I found that was really very much to my liking as well. So I've done that since 1978, and 7 years of extension work prior to that. So the number, once again, give me a call if you will, please. 888. It's toll free anywhere you can hear me. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. We begin the program every Saturday with the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. That's been something I have featured every week since I started doing commercial radio back in 1978. It's important to me because I'm an adopted animal, and I have a special love for adopted animals. This is Babette. Babette is the enchanting 7-year-old German Shepherd mix, who is not just a canine companion, but a devoted snuggle bug, waiting to fill your home with warmth and love. Weighing in at a gentle 82 pounds, I'd love to be a gentle 82 pounds. Babette is the perfect blend of strength and affection, making her an ideal addition to any family. Her soulful dark eyes reveal a depth of emotion that speaks volumes, capturing the hearts of anyone she encounters. Babette's gorgeous smile is infectious, radiating joy and companionship that will brighten even the gloomiest days. Whether you're looking for a furry friend to join you on leisurely walks or simply curl up beside you for a cozy evening in, Babette is your go-to girl. One of Babette's most endearing qualities is her compatibility with other dogs. Her friendly and amicable nature make her an excellent playmate, fostering a harmonious environment for all furry family members. So if you have a furry family member, then this is a wonderful dog to be alongside, Babette. Adopting Babette means inviting a loyal friend into your life. And as with all the dogs at the SPCA of Texas, Babette has been spayed, microchipped, and is up to date on all of her necessary vaccines. It's always best to bring any 2 or 4-legged siblings to a meet and greet prior to adoption. Babette is waiting for her new forever family at the SPCA of Texas Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center, so you'll need an appointment to meet her. Simply find her profile at spca.org/dogs and click on the Make an Appointment button. Babette's team will take it from there. So you go to find her profile at spca.org/dogs and click on the Make an Appointment button. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org, click on Donate. Adopt Your Lucky Charm from the SPCA of Texas, and there are $17 adoptions for all adult dogs through Sunday, March 17. As always, adoption fees for any pets 7 years or older, such as Babette, to humans who are 65 years or older. Those are always free. Animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. This is Babette, B-A-B-E-T-T-E. Let's get her adopted. She's a wonderful German Shepherd mix. She looks like a German Shepherd, and she needs a home at your home. Let's do it today. And that is sponsored today by the folks at Arborological Services. It is spelled just like it sounds. Arborological. You don't say it with an I, but that's the letter that's in the middle there. Arborological Services. The experts your trees deserve. The only people who will ever touch our trees at the Sperry House. They've been taking care of our trees for most of 20 years now, and they're just fabulous. I've watched their people come onto our property. We have about 11 acres. They don't cover all 11 acres. We have nothing but pecans and oaks and other miscellaneous trees. But up around our house, probably 3 or 4 acres worth of trees, they do take care of those trees because they need to. I want my trees to be cared for by the very best. Steve Hauser, Russell Peters, Kevin Bassett have all been named Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. That is a singular award given to one person per year. And three of their people have won it in the first 20 years it was provided. That speaks volumes to the quality of the people at Arborological Services. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. Their team leaders are college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. And they have a 13-time Texas State tree climbing champion. Miguel Pastenez heads the crew that comes to our house. They're the best. 866-552-7267. Look at their website. So much great information they leave archived there for you. No charge at all. You get the best information from the best people in Texas. Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. Serving the Metroplex. Give them a call. Your trees will be glad you did. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
I'm Rachel from Main Street Ace Hardware Ennis. When you need reliable, localized help for all those great products, come see us. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to you, Neil.
All right, Rachel, thank you very, very much. And we're ready to get the program underway. First, let me give you the phone number, and then we'll go to the first call. Alan from Lakeport. The number is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Alan in Lakeport, this is Neil. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Neil, thanks for taking my call. I've got some acorns, some post-oak acorns that I put in some fabric pots, and they're about 4 inches tall right now. And I was wondering, how long should I keep them in the, before I transplant them?
Fabric pots?
Yes, sir.
All right. Describe fabric pots to me.
They're woven fabric pots that are breathable, so that the roots don't get bound up, and it's just, you know, real easy to breathe, and they're collapsible, and they're easy for me because I'm disabled, so it's just easy for me to handle them. So I just use them.
Okay, I understand. I wasn't challenging you at all, I promise. I just wanted to make sure I had a good understanding of what you were working with. So these are, is the intent of these pots to air prune the roots so that the roots don't develop a great big tap root and they branch out a good bit? Is that the reason for that type of pot?
No, sir, not necessarily. It's just what I have, and I'm taking them to Oklahoma. I'm moving to southern Oklahoma, and okay. I just want to take part of Texas with me.
All so right, I got you.
I'm going to transplant them once I get up there.
How large are the pots?
5 gallon.
Oh, they're big. Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
You would want to plant... I'm giving you an answer. You get an answer I have never given before. It is brand new, out of the box, not used, or whatever you say on eBay. New in box.
I'm tickled.
Because nobody's ever asked about post oaks from seed, from acorns. And nobody's ever been successful. You're doing great.
I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Well, good for you. It's not easy because post oak acorns very often are eaten up by the little weevil that gets in them. And a lot of times people wait
them.
And plant them in the spring and they don't do it right. So good for you.
You
would want to have the trees be probably a minimum of 18, preferably 24 to 30 inches tall before you set them out. They would be tall enough that way that you'd see them. You wouldn't hit them with a mower. You wouldn't bump them. Where are they going to be planted? Are they going into a pasture? Or are they going into a landscape? Where are you going to be planting them?
I've got a house being built in Oklahoma, and I really don't have a landscape yet. And I just want to position them. I've got about six and maybe eight, at least six, though, and I want to position them around the yard. As you would think, tonight I don't want to get into neighbors and, I don't want to trespass into their yard, so I'll be talking to them about such like that. I just want to take part of Texas with me and want to be able to look at them and my children and the grandchildren so on to look at them after I'm gone.
That's really cool. Good for you. What I would do is grow them on. Your ideal planting time would be in October. Of whatever year you choose to plant them. I would not plant them in the spring unless you're going to be right there and can water them by hand faithfully, because they will dry out pretty quickly. They're going to be...
I will, Neil. It's in town.
Okay.
I'll be right there.
Ideally, you would plant them in the fall. That's the best time for planting trees. And you'd want to have them at least, you'd want to have them really well established in those pots so that when you take them out of the pots, the soil ball will hold together. And that's probably going to be, I would think, fall of 2025. It might be next spring if you're sure you can water them during the summer out of a spring planting. But I would want them to be pretty well established. So that the root ball will hold together quite well. And I would try one and see how it looks after 2 or 3 weeks before I planted the next one or the rest of them. Post oaks are picky, finicky trees. They don't like us. And so anything you do that disturbs the tree as you're planting it, it's going to react negatively. A young post oak will be more... will be easier to get along with than a tree that you might try to dig out of nature. So I think that part will help you.
I will be very sneaky, Neil. I'll sneak
good.
Up on it and never know it was planted by me. It'll think
that's
it's always
good.
There.
You'll need to water it. Normally we try not to do anything too heroic around post oaks, but with a new tree out of a pot, you'll need to water it once in a while, probably couple times a week, just to make sure that the roots don't dry out that first year or two. I wouldn't fertilize it. I'd let it get established on its own terms. And is the soil where it's going, what kind of soil will it have there?
Neil, I'm not sure, but if it's anything like my land out in the country was when I lived up there, it's going to have a little bit of red clay, but not much.
That should be fine.
It's close to Washita River.
Yes, sir. I think it'll be all right. I think that's going to be fine. It's just they're not fond of the black clay, but anything
I'm
red.
Yeah,
you should be good. Hey, I appreciate the call. If you happen to transport them during the growing season when the trees have leaves on them, be sure that you put them inside an enclosed pickup bed with a topper over it, or cover them with an old sheet that's tied around them so that they're not exposed to the highway wind.
But that sounds good, Neil.
All right. Best wishes. Congratulations. You're doing great. Thanks for the call. All right. His line is open. If you'd like to call, it's 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. I've taken 450,000 telephone calls in my time on the air, folks. I've never taken that call before. I've had people want to plant acorns, and I've kind of discouraged it because they're not easy to germinate, the post-oak acorns, compared to any other oak. I normally channel people over to bur oaks instead because their acorns are much larger. They have a longer life span, you know, just in a bucket sitting there waiting to be planted or whatever. But he has done beautifully, so good for him. All right, once again, the number if you'd like to call, this is your time. This is your best time to call. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I have it on sale, marked down from $38.95 to $34.95, and I've done that just as much as anything to give people a chance to save a little money on it and enjoy gardening a little bit more that way. I hope you'll use that extra $4 to go out and buy yourself a pot of something pretty that you can put by the entryway or on the patio and watch it grow and bloom and be a lovely annual or maybe one small perennial or something. That's not the issue here. I just want you to know that I'm on your team trying to save you a little bit of money. Normally a book like this, if you bought it in a store, would be $50-$55 because this is a hardback. The quality of the paper, it's a very high quality paper. And this book was printed in Texas, not in China. That was important to me because I wanted to go to the press checks to make sure that all of the color was being reproduced true to form so that people wouldn't say, well, that's a pretty plant, but I don't think it's that color in real life. Well, yes, these are 840 photographs. I spent 3 weeks going every 4 hours to the press check, back to the hotel, back to the press check, back to the hotel. Was a crazy almost 1 month in San Antonio, but I was glad that I had that opportunity. I didn't want to have it printed in China for that reason, plus I wanted Texans to be getting work at this time on this book. And it's a hardback, as I mentioned. It has 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, things you need to know to get you started or to get better. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar, a perpetual calendar of words. It's not a calendar you make your appointments on. This is a calendar that tells you month by month what you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray and protect in your landscape and garden. It gives you great detail of what might be moving through your plantings in that month. Chapters 3 through 11 are trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Each of these chapters took me about a month to finish, and there was proofreading involved in all that, and a lot of work with Cindy Smith, the graphic designer, to get the book laid out, and with Carolyn Skye, my editor, to fine-tune my work. A lot of fine-tuning, Neil. So anyway, that's the book, and I think you'll like it. I guarantee your satisfaction, or I will refund every penny. I have to do that because you can't see the book before you buy it, unless you have a friend who has it, because it's not in stores and it's not on Amazon. I can't sign it if it's in stores or on Amazon, but I can do it this way. It's available from my office, weekday, business hours, or it's available from my website anytime, 24/7. The website is neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, and the office phone number for business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Don't delay. Get your copy right away. It'll pay for itself before the spring is out, or I'll refund every penny you've invested in. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, available only through neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
I have a message for you from Advanced Foundation Repair. Don't get into the summertime if you have foundation problems. Get them dealt with right now. They can tell if there are foundation problems in your home. You probably know if you have doors and windows that don't function properly, if you have tape and bedwork that's beginning to have some kind of issue. There's something wrong with this house. Look at that stuff over there. Or if you have cracks that are developing in the concrete, or in the mortar joints, or in the tile. Oh gosh, I hope it doesn't go through the tile or the brick or whatever. Then those are times that you need to contact Advanced Foundation Repair. Many, I'd say most houses that were not built with a lot of care and deep piers into the ground, those are the houses that are likely to have the foundation issues. Those that don't have those deep piers. Advanced Foundation Repair knows what to do. They can come out and do a very thorough investigation of your home, of the foundation. It's almost magical to watch them do this. And they will then tell you what the problems are, if there are. If you don't have a problem, they'll tell you that. And what it will take to correct the problem, not only in terms of what it will take in manpower and technique and product, but also what the cost would be. There's no obligation in any of that. If you decide to have them do the job, they can get on it fairly quickly, and they guarantee their work. They have a wonderful guarantee. So talk to the people who have brought their whole industry forward so far in the last 27 years that I've been telling you about them. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, the people who have worked at our home. Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it is foundationrepairs.com. That's plural. Foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Again, 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Carrie from Ace Hardware of Richardson at the corner of Coit and Beltline. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community. Who's there to answer your questions? Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Carrie, very, very much. We go to the phone lines now to Deborah in Fort Worth. Deborah, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, how may I help you?
Well, last year, my pecan tree were attacked by a caterpillar. It wasn't like your standard bagworm, webworm. There were no, you know, web sacs in the trees. And they were black. They had like black little thistles, not white. Okay. They ate up half of the pecan. Okay. And then last fall, I was swamped in these little bitty caterpillars that are larvae. About 2 inches long, just like a little black 2-inch skinny worm. And mostly I want to know what that says to you, and is there anything I can do to, you know, if they show up again this year?
Yes, absolutely. Probably what you had on the tree last year, when you say they ate up half the pecans, are you talking about the trees or are you talking about
the leaves? Yeah, the foliage. Right.
That would be the forest tent caterpillar. That would be the forest tent.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Forest tent caterpillar. They do not make webs, but that's exactly what they are. By the time we see them, usually they are in a ball on the trunk of the tree, and they are black. They do minor harm to the tree because they're taking a bunch of leaves off. But in retrospect, looking back at last year, you don't need to worry about whether they might have done major damage. The tree might die or something. That's not going to happen. While it's happening, a lot of times they do their damage before we realize they're up there. They don't give that giant bag to alert us that there's a problem going on. And before we realize it, they're already pretty well finished. But you can watch for them. I live in a pecan forest, and there are years that we see them, and then there are 10 years before I see them again. And so I just kind of keep my eye open, but they're usually not a major threat to my pecans.
Okay, so even though they ate up half the leaves last year, probably the tree will survive, and that doesn't mean they're coming back this year?
The tree will be fine. The tree will be absolutely fine. What you need to do is if you see plant being a pecan tree being devoured is get almost any insecticide. You could use Seven, you could use Malathion, you can use some of the newer insecticides also will work on these without any problem at all. The problem is going to be getting the insecticide up into the tree. It's going to require a lot of pressure to have enough power to get up into the tree. But anyway, delivering it is the problem, not finding an insecticide that would kill them. And then I don't know what you had last fall. That probably was another type of caterpillar. I don't know what that would have been. I didn't see anything like that last fall and didn't have any calls on it.
Well, but not really caterpillar, a larva. Now, I guess that was it. I thought there were that many larvae. They were probably off that many caterpillars. And oh my gosh, where were they going? Because they were swamping. There were a lot.
Right. Well, caterpillars are larvae, and it doesn't really strike an image in my mind of, I know what it is now that you're talking about. That doesn't help me. But anyway, I would just watch it. They will vary from year to year, and just get them identified right away when you see the problem. And I'm sure your trees are going to be fine. I wouldn't worry about that. Anyway, I hope that helps. I appreciate your call, Deborah, very, very much. Thanks. All right, we're going to take a break. Lisa in Coppell with a pre-emergent question is coming up, and that's something we do need to talk about right now. Callaway's Nursery, start your rewarding culinary journey with homegrown vegetables from your very own garden. It's easy with a little guidance from your friendly experts at Callaway's Nursery. They always have expert guidance. They offer a great selection of more than 40 varieties, including unique heirlooms, so you can fill your table with yummy goodness. You'll discover quality choices from Chef Jeff. That is so hard to say. Chef Jeff's vegetables. Chef Jeff and his plants are grown with care and attention, ensuring that only the freshest and most flavorful vegetables make it to your table. All your recipes will taste better with homegrown vegetables that are packed with flavor, nutrients, and a helping of self-satisfaction. Enjoy all-time favorites, including tomatoes and peppers. When using containers, give your vegetables the best start by using Callaway's organic potting soil. It has enriched ingredients to promote the overall health of your plants. Discover that incredible assortment of pottery for edibles. Just step out to your patio and pick what you need for dinner. I'm going to be changing my glasses. I have my new glasses. I think I'm going to put them on in just a moment. You can include all your favorites in a bigger garden area, including squash, zucchini, broccoli, and so much more. Callaway's, your trusted source of tried and true vegetables from Chef Jeff's Vegetables, each 4-inch plant, just $3.99. Shop locally at any of their community stores or order online at callaways.com. They're open 7 days a week from 9 to 6 for your shopping convenience. Callaway's Nursery. Their life lived beautifully. It's callaways.com.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News, daylight savings time is this weekend, and we'll be talking with the sleep experts on how to get you back into a regular sleep cycle. Plus, we'll have the latest on the presidential campaigns of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, who are both stopping in Georgia this weekend. We'll have the latest news, weather, and sports on DFW's Morning News with Clayton and Laura. Weekdays 5 until 9 on 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM. HD2. I'm Laura Sadler.
When it comes to your garden, you're the one who's calling the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health needs to be as well. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you can have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health. Get that app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health. Get the app today from Baylor Scott & White. It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. How can you get the best bang for your buck when you go nursery shopping? I always recommend that folks choose container-grown plants. They'll always reestablish in their new homes more quickly than bald and burlap counterparts. Larger 3 and 5 and 10 and even 20-gallon plants will save you 1 to several years of waiting, and they'll make a more dramatic statement in their surroundings. However, not all plants in any one size of container will be the same. Using dwarf yaupons as an example, you may find 5-gallon plants that are smaller than 2-gallon plants at another nursery, so shop until you find exactly what you're looking for. As you are comparing sizes and prices, compare the plant's vigor as well. Don't buy any plant that appears to be weak and troubled, whether by neglect, by insects, or diseases. If the plants seem to be yellowed and in need of fertilizer, keep on shopping. Nurseries ought to know how to take care of their stock. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. They're the people who bring you this hour of my program every Saturday afternoon. And if you're in an Ace Hardware store, ask for the manager, ask for the owner, and just let them know that you appreciate this sponsorship, if you will. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer to find a great deal on Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil for $7.59. Save a dollar with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $6.59 each, a limit of 60. 60. Get a trailer, get a truck. Start planting with the advantage of a complete in-ground garden soil, specially blended to grow bigger, more beautiful plants versus unfed plants. It improves the existing soil to build strong roots in annuals and perennials across all of your in-ground gardens. It feeds for up to 3 months with continuous release plant food. Use it for all types of in-ground plants, vegetables, fruit, and flowers. And that is Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil for $7.59 a bag. Save a dollar with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $6.59 each, limit of 60. Ace stores, parts of our neighborhoods, each owned by a member of our community. You're getting help from people you already know. It doesn't get any better than that. They'll greet you. They probably know you. They'll call you by name. They'll ask how they can help, and they will help because they are the helpful hardware folks, Ace Hardware.
We're always with you. Just download and listen to the KLIF app on your phone. This is Real News and Information 570 KLIF. KLIF.com.
with a great deal of pleasure. I tell you about Sunburst Shutters. These are the shutters we have on our windows. They're plantation style shutters, even though we don't have a plantation, but we want shutters that look great and that operate so flawlessly. They're just fabulous. They're made of Polywood, P-O-L-Y, Polywood. It's a man-made material that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. They're custom fit to every opening in your home, and they are affordable, and they're beautiful, color fast. And that's one of the advantages of the Polywood man-made material. They don't, that water doesn't get into them. Nothing can happen to them. They are just fabulous. And that's also why they're so energy efficient. They are just perfect. In the window, just perfect. They can fit any shape, any size, any kind of opening you might have. The best thing to do is let them come to your home, bring samples, and hold them up in your windows. But if you prefer to go to their showroom, they'd be happy to have that happen. They can give you directions. They're in the Dallas area, but they serve all of the state of Texas, for that matter. The phone number is 214-343-2601, and the website, so you can see what they have that they're manufacturing, is sunburstshutters.com. So much better than any other window covering you're going to find anywhere else. Sunburstshutters.com. Call so that they can come to your home. Each shutter individually made. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
I'm Mark from Benbrook Ace Hardware. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Mark, very, very much. We go to Lisa in Coppell. Lisa, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm wondering if I missed the boat on putting down pre-emergent or whether this is the weekend to do it.
This is a perfect time. It's going to be 35 or 38 tonight. The grass, the weed grasses have not started germinating, so you're in good shape. Time is just perfect.
And again, the formulations we want to be buying from the nurseries include what and what?
If you're going to a nursery, you're probably going to be seeing Dimension. If you go to a feed store, you probably would see Baylan. And if you go to a hardware store, you probably will see Holtz. They're all very similar, and any of the three will do you a very fine job. And you need to make a second application 90 days from the time you make the first application. So that's going to put you in early June. If you do the first one now, the second one would be sometime early to mid-June. Let me explain to people who are listening who don't know what the heck we're talking about. These are granules that you put out at this time to stop the germination of weed seeds, crabgrass and grass burrs and other grassy weeds that might come up. But that's 98% of what we're talking about is those two. But you have to put them out before the weeds germinate. They can be used around trees and shrubs, no problem. That's what sets them apart from some of the weed and feed combination products that you see advertised that I don't accept as advertising have other active ingredients. So you're looking for Dimension or Holtz or Baylan, any of those three.
May I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
So my neighbors have a pet tortoise. And they have told me that their pet tortoise likes dandelions. So I've been harvesting from my yard, giving them the flowers and the leaves to feed the tortoise. If I put down these pre-emergents, will that in any way harm the dandelions and possibly not be good for the tortoise?
Well, I can't speak for the answer is I don't think so. But that's not a definitive answer that you're going to be terribly comfortable with. Odd things happen, and I'm not an expert on tortoises, but it would have to be systemic. It would have to go into the dandelion and be taken into the chemistry of the dandelion and then all the way to the leaves and the flowers. And for that to happen, it's going to take several weeks. That's probably not going to happen. I don't think any of these things is systemic that way. Their job is to form a barrier on the surface of the soil that attacks at the time of germination. And I just don't see that that's going to translate into any kind of a problem. These things do not attack, attack meaning kill, existing weeds. And so the dandelion's going to be sitting out there doing its thing, and they won't have any impact on it directly. But I don't want to say anything about the whether there'd be anything that would get into the dandelion and that you might carry over there. Not my job. EPA would have to do a 10-year study on that. I'm sorry. The problem I have is I've watched my dad, when he worked for A&M, do that kind of research, and it just had to be replicated and proven. You're proving a negative. I can prove that this does not get in there and does not hurt the tortoise, and to prove a negative is just almost impossible. I have another suggestion for you. Get rid of your dandelions in your yard and go harvest dandelions along the roadside somewhere or out in a park or something, and you can accomplish both.
Thank you so much, and just a happy sign. Today I saw my first bluebonnets blooming, so that's a wonderful sign.
Where was that?
Valley Ranch, North Irving.
Fabulous. That means it's not far behind. That's great. Good deal. Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day. Take care. All right, we're going to talk about Wild Birds Unlimited right now, and that's a joyous thing to talk about. In fact, we'll have Pastor Tommy Brummett on with us in just a minute. We're going to talk along a similar line. So stay with that. That's going to be fun. Wild Birds Unlimited stores are set up for you, and I'm talking specifically now about Birdie's store, Cheryl Miller's store. They call her Birdie. I call her Birdie. At 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, near Tom Thumb. And this is a great store. She loves going to market, and I don't know who else she takes with her to market, but they bring back some wonderful things. It's not all about buying birdseed. There's just a lot of ancillary, beautiful things to make your bird watching a lot more fun. They have accessories. They have beautiful bird feeders and all kinds of things for your backyard and your sunroom and your entryway, all kinds of things that have a bird flavor to them, just a wonderful look to them. So go in and enjoy that as well. But when you get serious about bird watching and bird feeding and bird nesting, that's when they shine the most. They will greet you at the door. They will ask how they can help you. And if you have questions, they will help you as long as you want. If you just want to browse, they will step outside and go do some other things in the store. They're always very busy doing other things, and then they'll be ready as soon as you need their help. They have the best feeders you have ever seen. Wild Birds Unlimited in their national office, they do a lot of research on what it takes to keep the varmints out, the squirrels and the other things that want to steal all the seed, and then how to provide the seed that your birds need the most. They have wonderful mixes and combinations of seeds. We have Wild Birds Unlimited feeders hanging in our backyard, 7 of them, and came from Birdie's store. And cylinders and all kinds of seed mixes in our backyard came from Birdie's store. You'll love this store. It's open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. It's at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, near Tom Thumb. That's on the southeast side of McKinney, near McKinney Football Stadium. 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, beside Tom Thumb. Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security. Helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services. We light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs.
All right, thank you very much. Let me tell you about Whiz Q Stone right now and invite you to get it. What a beautiful day to go to Whiz Q Stone. Oh my goodness. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Been there for a long time. Since 1983, experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. You don't have a landscape, a real landscape, until you have beautiful stone in it, and you won't find any more beautiful stone than what you find at Whiz Q Stone. Again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Their phone number, if you have questions, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. And the website, a lot of information, whiz-q.com, Whiz Q Stone in Southeast Fort Worth. Whether you're putting in a retaining wall, you want a patio, you want a walkway system of some sort, maybe it's even a stone driveway or something around the pool. Maybe you just want decorative boulders for the accent that they provide, or a river rock for a dry stream bed. They have it all, and they can also put you in contact with the finest landscape contractors in North Texas. They deliver anywhere you can hear me. Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South, Southeast Fort Worth. Open Monday through Saturday, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com, Whiz Q Stone.
I'm Michael Stone from Stone's Ace Hardware in Casa View in East Dallas. We're your source for those great lawn and garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Michael Stone, no relation to Whiz Q Stone. And we join now my pastor, our pastor, from the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney, Pastor Tommy Brummett. Right here, right now. I'm still using it, Tommy. You taught me well. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing very well. It is a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Boy, it turned out so much prettier than I thought it was going to. Yesterday kind of went south on us last night. It was cold out there. So I have a question for you, and this has to do with the time change. What does that do to the church service? You've seen a few time changes at First United Methodist Church. Do people show up on time?
Generally, but not totally. Time change messes us up. It generally makes our pastors a little more bleary-eyed in the morning. But folks will come, and man, every once in a while I'll have conversation with people who think they're in a different worship service than they actually are. But we're so blessed. We have 4 hours of worship service, so you could be early, you could be late, and still be in a church service. So that's not so bad.
Tommy, last Sunday's service, there were a lot of people there. It's beginning to look like pre-pandemic days again. That's kind of nice, isn't it?
Oh, it was so beautiful. There were people lined up out the door. So good to see. We're seeing so many people back that we haven't seen in a number of years. We're seeing so many new people, so many just faithful people that are there every Sunday. We are so blessed at First United Methodist Church, and it's just good to see people back in church and see the church full.
Well, we parked beside you out in the lot, and I said as we were both getting in our cars, that was a wonderful sermon and a nice job. And I'm also going to say that you will hear beautiful music in our church. It's at 315 North Church Street in downtown McKinney, First United Methodist Church, and services are at 8, 9, 10:05, and that one live streams also at sharingtheheart.org, and then 11:10, and so I hope you'll join us at our church. What is in store tomorrow, Tommy?
So tomorrow we're going to talk about Scripture and what it means to learn and grow in Jesus. We're going to talk about what it means when we say that Scripture is God-breathed, God-inspired, and how Jesus helps us understand the depth and meaning of Scripture. It's going to be a great day. We're walking through Lent. Our theme is, as you said, right here, right now, we're called to be the church. And it's looking forward to a beautiful day. I think the weather's going to be nice. And we are moving toward Easter, Neil.
Beautiful, beautiful. And things are moving toward the springtime out in the real world that we all encounter when we go outside. And you told me in a note back to me that you've seen a robin in your backyard. Is that right?
I've seen multiple robins. It's so fun to watch the robins. They're such beautiful birds, and they line up in my backyard, 3-4 abreast. And they'll all hop about 3 steps and look around to see if anything moves. And they just form a line and make their way across the yard. It's so fun to see the robins, to hear the robins. They have such a beautiful song. And you just can't see them without thinking about spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And hummingbirds, how long would it be, would you guess, before we see hummingbirds?
So last year on my calendar, I saw my first hummingbird on April the 1st, and that's been pretty consistent for the last couple of years. So right at the end of March, right at the beginning of April, they should be here. So it's just about time to get your hummingbird feeders out and get them cleaned up.
Do you put them out more than a week earlier than the expected date, 2 weeks early?
Yeah, I'll put mine out in 10 days or so. I'll get it out before April's upon us, and that way they'll be ready when the first hummingbirds come, because when they get here, they're going to be hungry. They've come a long way, and so I'll go ahead and put mine out and be ready for them.
You know, we talk about how far they come across the Gulf of Mexico. We were watching Wild Kingdom this morning, and they were talking about puffins, and puffins going from the east coast of Maine across the Atlantic, oh my goodness, to I think it was Denmark or Norway. And the birds are amazing, aren't they?
Oh, just stunning. Yeah, they go up to Iona and northern Scotland and all that area. Yeah, birds are amazing. It's amazing. Migration is an amazing thing to study, and birds are such small, fragile, light. You know, it's amazing what they can endure and what they can make their bodies do. Just stunning. I look forward to seeing the hummingbirds back, and every time they come, you just think, what a journey, what a trip.
They are tough little animals. Well, this is Pastor Tommy Brummett of the First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. Please join us at our church. I'll take part ownership in that proudly, and it's at 315 North Church Street. In downtown McKinney, northwest of downtown McKinney. All details are at sharingtheheart.org. Tommy, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. And folks, we'll see you next Saturday right here, right now. Take care. Happy